What if we've been approaching human potential all wrong? For centuries, we've obsessed over fixing weaknesses. Medical schools study disease to understand health, psychologists investigate depression to comprehend joy, and organizations spend billions training employees to improve their areas of opportunity. This fixation on weakness is fundamentally flawed. Excellence doesn't emerge from fixing deficiencies, but from identifying and leveraging your unique strengths. This revolutionary idea forms the foundation of the strengths movement that has transformed how millions approach personal and professional development. The research behind this approach began with a simple yet profound question. What would happen if we studied what was right with people? This question launched a 50-year research journey involving over 2 million interviews with exceptional performers across countless professions, revealing that truly exceptional people don't try to be well-rounded. They're deliberately unbalanced, leaning heavily into their natural talents while managing around weaknesses. When we witness exceptional performance, like Colin Powell delivering a flawless speech without notes, it appears as if strength flows through the person rather than being created by them. Strengths are built from three components: knowledge and skills, which can be acquired, and talents, naturally recurring patterns of thought, feeling, or behavior that can be productively applied. Talents form your mental path of least resistance through strong neural connections. Without underlying talent, training produces only a karaoke version of strength, clumsy performance despite best intentions. Using your talents creates a positive feedback loop with both an "I can't help it" quality and an "it feels good" quality, designed by nature to be self-reinforcing. You can identify talents through four clues: spontaneous reactions, yearnings, rapid learning, and satisfactions. Your yearnings reveal your strongest mental connections, like Penelope Fitzgerald, who couldn't write until her 50s, yet published 12 novels in 20 years once free from family responsibilities. Rapid learning signals hidden talents. Henri Matisse never painted until 21, yet was accepted into Paris's most prestigious art school within 4 years. Activities that leave you thinking, "When can I do this again?" rather than "When will this be over?" likely engage your talents. While self-monitoring helps identify talents, the Clifton Strengths Assessment offers an objective alternative, revealing your 5 dominant talent patterns or signature themes, none inherently good or bad, but each containing potential for strength when properly cultivated. Warren Buffett exemplifies a strengths-based life. His success stems not from typical investor traits, but from leveraging his authentic strengths: patience, his 20-year perspective, practical thinking, investing only in businesses he understands, and a trusting nature, selecting managers, then stepping back. His brilliance lies in recognizing these as strengths and creating a role that utilizes them daily. The most successful people aren't well-rounded, they're sharp. They thrive by maximizing strengths rather than fixing weaknesses. They manage limitations by hiring complementary partners, declining ill-suited promotions, and building support systems. While capitalize on strengths and manage around weaknesses sounds straightforward, it demands intentional effort and ongoing refinement. Your strengths operate across 4 interconnected domains: executing, making things happen, influencing, selling ideas within and beyond organizations, relationship building, encouraging individuals and strengthening teams, and strategic thinking, analyzing information and expanding perspectives. The most effective teams comprise individuals who understand their unique contributions and those of others, creating both cohesion and versatility. The primary obstacle to building your strengths isn't external, but internal, your own reluctance. 3 basic fears prevent people from focusing on strengths: fear of weaknesses, fear of failure, and fear of one's true self. Most assume weaknesses trump strengths, as evidenced by how parents overwhelmingly focus on poor grades rather than achievements. The fear of strengths-based failure is particularly devastating because failing at something you've claimed as a strength feels worse than other failures. Finally, many fear discovering their true self isn't special, taking their natural talents for granted. Developing strengths requires sharp focus for two key reasons. First, to replicate your moments of success, you need to understand them deeply, which strengths were involved and how they combined. Second, the difference between acceptable and excellent performance is surprisingly small. In baseball, the gap between average and superstar is just 50 more successful hits per 1,000 plate appearances. These subtle refinements demand expertise. Studying how your strongest themes combine to create strengths and making small shifts that transform average performance into excellence. Great managers succeed through individualization, tailoring their approach to each employee's unique wiring. Rather than treating everyone the same, they position people according to their natural talents and manage them differently based on their strengths. Organizations that double the percentage of employees who use their strengths daily, from the typical 36% to 72%, see dramatic improvements in productivity, customer engagement, and profitability. Building a strengths-based culture requires selecting people properly, focusing on outcomes rather than methods, developing strengths rather than fixing weaknesses, and creating growth paths that don't require promotion out of strength areas. Organizations cannot capitalize on people's strengths if they keep promoting them into roles that don't fit their talents. Despite decades of awareness about the Peter Principle, organizations continue this practice because they assume all people crave the same kind of prestige. In today's knowledge economy, organizations must offer different kinds of meaningful prestige to reflect various forms of excellence. Imagine a world where people wake up excited about their day, where work feels less like work and more like purposeful expression of who they truly are. This isn't just a pleasant fantasy, it's the practical outcome of a strengths-based approach to life. When we align our daily activities with our natural talents, we don't just perform better, we experience greater fulfillment, less stress, and more meaningful connections with others. The strengths revolution isn't just about performance, it's about human flourishing. Research shows that employees who use their strengths daily are 6 times more likely to be engaged at work, 8% more productive, and 15% less likely to quit their jobs. They also report lower levels of stress and depression. These aren't just workplace statistics, they represent real lives transformed through the simple yet profound act of recognizing and applying natural talents. Your journey towards strengths-based living begins with awareness, but continues through intentional application. By focusing your energy on developing your unique combination of talents into true strengths, you're not just improving your performance, you're creating a life that feels authentic, energizing, and meaningful. The question isn't whether you have strengths, it's whether you'll have the courage to discover them, develop them, and design your life around them.